Dead Man's Island by Carolyn G. Hart. This book is read by Kate Redding. Prologue. I don't consider myself an angel, avenging or otherwise, but I can't always accept fate as the answer. Timing makes all the difference. There exists a rather charming school of thought that the motorist who looms out of the fog at precisely the right moment, or the fatherly old man who takes a lost child's hand and leads her to safety, are heaven-sent messengers, unknown to themselves, of course. It was the episode in the hotel lobby that made me, Henrietta O'Dwyer Collins, ponder the imponderable and my role in it. Had I come downstairs 1 minute later, Willa Benson would have been sitting pretty. But I was strolling past the reception area a few minutes after 8 with nothing more in mind than a leisurely jog. Midway down the polished pink and white marbled hallway, my right shoelace flopped loose. I propped my Reebok on the edge of the heavy blue porcelain planter. As I tied the lace, I glanced at the mirror that reflected me in navy sweats, and behind me, the hallway and the ornate mahogany front desk. That's why I saw the sleek, satisfied, sly look on Willa Benson's plump face as she turned away from the front desk and looked down at the envelope in her pudgy hands. What made it doubly interesting was the contrast between that unguarded expression, one of malice laced with amusement and contemptuous pleasure, and her usual demeanor of chirpy congeniality as she dealt with the needs of Mamie Duval, the frail elderly woman whom she served as a companion. So I yanked on the shoelace, reworked it, and continued to watch the mirror and the pink-cheeked, motherly-looking woman with the envelope in her hand. What made it triply interesting was that she didn't open the envelope.